In this bulletin, investigations continue into a Melbourne couple who travelled to Queensland during lockdown and tested positive to COVID-19. Four new local cases of coronavirus in Victoria. And in sport, Rafael Nadal through to the semi-finals of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The husband of a Melbourne woman who tested positive to COVID-19 on the Sunshine Coast after leaving lockdown and driving across three states has also been confirmed to have the virus. Queensland authorities say the couple had not received an exemption to travel to the state, but the Health Minister, Yvette Dath, understands the husband had come to Queensland for a new job, which she says is one of the grounds that can allow people to travel. She says both cases are at the end of their infectious period, meaning the risk is lower than authorities initially expected.
But we are saying to people, please have a look at the exposure sites. If you've been to an exposure site, you need to get tested and quarantine and wait for advice from Queensland Health. So you need to register online with the contact tracing form, and Q Health will contact you and advise you how long you need to be in quarantine for.
Four new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Victoria. Health authorities say the cases are from the same household and investigations into how they contracted the virus are underway. Victoria's acting premier is James Molino.
We're also working very closely with Queensland and New South Wales health authorities on the individuals who travelled into that state from Victoria who will not appear in Victoria's numbers. Victoria was not able to speak to the couple yesterday for a case interview, but we will do so today. I think it's important to note, if they were relocating, that is not a breach of directions here in Victoria, but we just don't know. So we'll have those discussions with those individuals today.
Metropolitan Melbourne's lockdown is scheduled to lift at midnight. The five reasons to leave home will no longer apply, and the 10-kilometre travel limit will increase to 25. But the ban on gatherings in homes will remain in place. Eastern Australia is experiencing a winter blast with wild winds and flooding, prompting thousands of calls for help in Victoria. Strong winds of up to 120 kilometres hit parts of the state overnight, with Lilydale and Emerald in Melbourne's outer southeast among the hardest hit areas. Across the state, more than 200,000 people are without power. Victorian State Emergency Service Commander Jackson Bell has told the Nine Network he hasn't seen a weather event like this for some time.
We've got one part of the state experiencing significant rain, and then we've got another part of the state, particularly metropolitan Melbourne and other parts, experiencing significant wind of extraordinary amounts of speed, and as you would have seen from the devastation, will be days to come in the cleanup, that's for sure.
A severe weather warning for damaging winds remains current for southern parts of Victoria, and northern parts of Tasmania are in a similar situation. In New South Wales, the cold snap has brought widespread snow to the regional towns of Orange in the state's central west and Oberon in the central tablelands. And Queensland's Granite Belt had also expected a rare dusting of snow. In tennis, Rafael Nadal is through to the French Open semi-finals after defeating Diego Schwartzman. The 13 times Roland Garros champion dropped a set at the event for the first time in 2 years, but roared back to beat the 10th seed Argentine 6-3, 4-6, 6-4, 6-love. Nadal says he's happy he was able to win an important match against a tough opponent.
I was able to find a way to play my best tennis in the moment that I really needed, no? So something very important for me, a lot of confidence after that. And yeah, it's a moment to enjoy today and to try to start preparing for that semi-finals in all ways, no? In terms of recovery, in terms of practice.
Well, now the weather for Australia. Perth, showers and 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, rain easing and windy with a top of 16. Hobart, rain and 13. Canberra, a shower or two and 10 degrees. Wollongong showers and 14, Sydney showers and a top of 13, similar conditions in Newcastle, 14 degrees, Brisbane sunny and 18, Cairns similar conditions, 25, and Darwin sunny and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.